Have you ever started an exercise program or maybe started eating better only to give up after a few days? If so, today's podcast is for you. Today on Dare to Be Different podcast, I have Ashley Drummonds, who is not only a fellow Shark Tank entrepreneur, but she's also a fitness and mental health expert. She's going to talk to us about how to get past those roadblocks and that sabotage that we do to ourselves and start living a healthy lifestyle. I know that I got a lot from this, and I am sure that you will too. So let's get started. Ashley, thank you so much for being part of the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe.
My pleasure. So just to give a little history how we've met. So you're a fellow Shark Tank entrepreneur. And you, a couple years ago, went on and got a deal and, you know, had a lot of fun along the way. We had another podcast that you were a part of. And I was just so impressed with your story and what you're doing now that I just thought you would be an amazing person to have on the Dare to Be Different podcast.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So our podcast is all about living an exceptional life. And one of the things that we talk about a lot is health. And that's both physical health, you know, getting healthy physically, mental health, healthy the relationships, spiritual, you know, like the whole package of health. And you, you're an expert in that that side of things. And I guess from the mental and physical health and how those two things kind of coincide. Is that a good way of describing you?
I guess you could say that. Yeah, I always tell people I'm a fitness and mindset coach, and usually like they kind of give me a funny look, but I'm like, trust me, they go together. Like they all connect and it all makes sense. Like I truly believe what you do in one area shows up in all areas of your life. So yeah, it makes perfect sense.
So one of the problems that I have, just me personally, is that health is always the last thing that I concentrate on. And I'm talking physical health. You know, busy person, you know, growing business, all of those types of things. And, you know, I want to go to the gym. I want to eat healthy. And it just seems like it's one of the last things that I concentrate on. Like so many things in my life, I'm like, man, I am on this. But the health side of it, is that pretty common? I mean, do you see that as a common theme with your clients?
Yeah, it's super common. It's more common in entrepreneurs. And I think it's because like we get so hyper focused on our business goals and what we want to do and knocking things out that we put our health and our fitness on the back burner. When in reality, if you put it on the front, it actually makes everything else so much easier because you're doing all these things in your business coming from a place more of like inspiration, empowerment, feeling confident, organized, and balanced instead of always coming from a place of like burnout and depletion. So it's common that people end up like taking their health and fitness as a secondary priority. And I hear a lot of people talk about how like every time something comes up in their life or their business, their gym routine and their nutrition routine gets derailed. And part of that is a mindset thing. And I like when I hear that, I tell people like you can't, that's because you're still not seeing it as a lifestyle. If something happened in your business, you're not going to stop brushing your teeth and taking showers. You're going to continue to do that. You have to consider your fitness and your nutrition. Like this is just a non-negotiable because when you do that, you have less stress, less anxiety. You actually think more clearly and quickly. You are changing your productivity rate. You sleep better, like just all around. It just makes you more whole, more balanced, and a better entrepreneur. So yeah, that's super common.
So again, I you know, I feel that you are certainly an expert in this, and you've made a career and a business out of doing this. So do you mind, again, we have like 20 minutes, and I know this is going to be a big thing, but help take somebody like me, and I think a lot of our listeners are a lot like me, you know, again, you know, want to live truly an exceptional life, really want to live better than average, but I struggle with it. You know, how do you walk somebody through that challenge? Because I know that it's all mental, because I actually really like working out. I like being sore in the mornings. You know, I went to a boxing class on Sunday, and Monday morning I was like, ooh, I worked out yesterday. You know, So, you know, but it just falls away. So, I mean, walk me through, like, if I was one of your clients and we're kind of digging into the heart of it, like, where do you start?
Yeah, I was going to say, we can just, like, do this with you and throw you under the bus.
Let's
a little.
Let's do it. Let's throw me under the bus. I'll get the couch out and lay down. And
yeah, let's talk about this. Well, so the first thing I would ask you is, if it's important to you, why do you not put it in your schedule and make it part of your daily routine? Like, why does that just constantly go as, like, I'll get to it when I can?
I think personally, wow, this is going to get deep really fast.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know, I think that the busyness of life, you know, so mm-hmm. again, high functioning people, right? You try to pack, you know, 10 pounds of crap into a 5-pound bag, right? So that's, yep. that's my life, right? And so, you know, I am on the go all the time, you know, trying to manage flights and all this stuff. And so mm-hmm. something has to give. And you know, I don't have a lot of free time. It's not like I'm not going to the gym. I'm watching TV instead. I simply, right. you know, have to make some decisions. And that happens to be one that is, I don't want to say easy, but it is, it's easy to go, I'm just not going to go to an exercise class today. I'm just not going to go do that half hour walk.
So
go ahead, push back. Come on. Yeah. Give it to me here.
So here's where my question, when people say that, I ask, yeah, but if I told you that by prioritizing that, you would increase your business, have less stress, be more clear thinking, higher productivity, and a better leader, does it not become like, oh, really? Well, shoot, like 30 minutes a day, I'm doing this. Like, and that doesn't cost you anything. Like, you're going to sleep better. You're going to feel better. You're going to show up better for mm-hmm. not just employees and in your business, but in your relationships. And you have to think, like, there's a reason professional athletes have coaches and mindset coaches, because when you start to create the daily disciplinary habits in the gym, not just from what it's doing for you physically, but mentally, the amount of focus you have to have. On top of that, it's also a form of mindfulness in bringing you slowly to the present moment, because as entrepreneurs, we're always in our head trying to plan ahead, think about the next thing, that we really miss a lot of what's just directly in front of us. And so when it comes to like goal setting and staying connected to the bigger vision of your company, and we talked about this some on the other podcast, like when you have a lot of momentum, you can get so caught up in just keeping up that you're not actually staying focused on what you actually want your business to become, because you're just running around like crazy trying to keep your head above water. So with workouts and with fitness and staying healthy, the thing that I teach people is like, you can't see this is just a workout. You have to see this as almost like taking your vitamins every single day, because by you doing this, you're going to become more focused, more disciplined, and your brain's going to start to think in different ways. Instead, like a lot of times when I work with people, because of what you're learning in your workouts and in your gym, they actually end up cutting down on the amount of time that they're working, because they're not just staying busy and running around like putting out fires. Because they're so hyper-focused, they now are very quick thinking into like, all right, none of that. Like, let's eliminate the 80% causing me problems and focus on the 20%. So with staying healthy and for yourself, like, you got to shift the mindset of, it's not about, I mean, naturally you're going to have a better physique. You're going to look better and feel better. But as an entrepreneur, it's not about that. It's about, you are going to be a better person overall for yourself and for your business by doing this.
So intellectually, I know that you're right, right? Mm-hmm. I 100% know that you're right. And so how do I make that step from intellectually knowing it? And I think I picked up a little bit of, you know, what you're talking about with the coaching and having, you know, having somebody just, you know, reminding you of that all the time. But is that one of the key ways is having somebody that you're either accountable to, or, you know, just being honest with, you know, and they're saying like, look, to continue to push that, like, hey, this is important. You're going to do better. Because again, intellectually, I know everything. I'm not in bad shape, but I have a history of working out and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Sunday, you know, evening when it's been a long weekend and all that stuff, and I'm just like, I just don't want to do it. Like, I want to do it, but I don't want to do it. Like, how do I bridge that gap between my head and the motivation to go out and do it?
Yeah, it depends a lot on the person, because it's Very interesting, because I actually have a lot of male entrepreneurs that I work with. It's more male than it is female, because they all say that exact same thing. And some of them, they're like, I don't really need a whole lot. Just if you can every few days send me something and tell me not to quit and to like get my ass out of bed and to go do it, that's all I need. And it's funny, because that's all they want. It's just the motivation. And I'm like, you can't just do this yourself. They're like, no, I don't know why, but like I need somebody else to say, hey, go to the gym. What are you doing? So, I mean, it depends on the person, because some people do need that extra accountability. For other people, and actually, one of my clients, I just had them do it this week because she was struggling with this. She's like, I don't know why. Like, I know I need to go to the gym, but I don't know why I can't do it. And so, the exercise that I had her do is I said, I want you to get in the mindset of fast forward to the end of the week. What would make you feel like it was a successful week? Like you did everything that you wanted to do. I'm telling you to go lift and strength train 5 days a week, but maybe that's not what success looks like for you. Maybe for you, it's 3 days a week and you have a little bit of free time for family, but I want you to come up with that, write it out of like, all right, so this is what it looks like to me, and then work backwards. If it's 3 times a week, write out your schedule for the week, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm going to do 7 to 8 a.m. because I already know if I at least do that, the end of the week, I feel motivated. I can do that. I can stick with that. But too often, people don't get the motivation because they have some other idea of what the right way of doing it is, even though it's just like a business. You may want a six-figure business, not seven figures, and seven figures is so far out of reach that like you're burnt out and you're like, why can't I get motivated to do this? Well, because that's not what success looks like for you. So you have to get clear on that. And then once you have that, it's a lot easier to get motivated because you're working around what makes you feel good and just literally planning it into your schedule. So maybe Sundays are your day that you like to be completely off. You don't want to work. You don't want to expend that energy, and that's totally fine. So instead of Sundays, what would make it look like a successful week for you with your health and fitness? And then just throw it in your schedule and work backwards that way.
Wow, that's really good. So, to your, I guess just to sum that up, define success
For
and
yourself,
for
yeah.
yourself, and not worry about the rest of the world, what the rest of the world thinks is good for you or whatever the case may be. Do you find that again, men or women, do you think that that ideal that's out there with social media and all that stuff actually plays a part in the rest of us, the normal people, not because it's like, okay, I can never achieve this, so why am I doing this anyway? So.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. That was also something that came up on calls this week is people defeating themselves before they've even gotten started. And like I call them out on it. They'll start day one. They're like, all right, day one, week one, I'm super fired up, I'm motivated, I'm doing this. And then 2 days in, I'm getting emails from them how they don't think it's gonna work. And I'm like, you realize before you've even started this process, you're defeating yourself. And so I want to get to the bottom of why. Like, why are you defeating yourself? And that's what it is they have this idea from society of what success looks like, success with fitness, relationships, businesses, whatever it might be, that they've already decided, I can't do that. I'm not good enough, strong enough, capable enough, smart enough, whatever the form of imposter syndrome it is. So therefore, why am I even going to try when I already know I can't attain that? I'm just going to end up being disappointed. And then it comes back to what we were just talking about, like, forget about all that. What is going to make you happy and feel the most proud of yourself? And let's work with that, because we all have different ideas and visions for our lives, and that's what's most important. And that's another point you could do this too, is I tell people, like, come up with three non-negotiable rules for yourself that make you feel your best, and then stick with that each week and ignore everything else. So, like, for example, for me, if I work out, if I lift 5 days a week, I don't drink alcohol on nights that I have to do something business-wise or workout-wise the next day. And I never check my phone in the morning before I have had time to connect to myself, whether that's a workout, meditation, journaling. Those are my three non-negotiables because I know as long as I do those things, I can show up very well in the rest of the areas of my life. So everybody has rules in their mind based on either what they see other people doing, how they were brought up and raised, and they were all just like running around on autopilot. It's like, why do you even know why you do that? Does that even make sense for your life? And if it doesn't, throw it out the window. You're an adult. Make your own rules that make you happy, and it might be totally different. So, I mean, a lot of it just comes down to personal awareness and being an independent thinker. And as an entrepreneur, you are an independent thinker. But when it comes to the personal life, that's where we kind of forget to apply the same principles.
Wow, there's so much in that last minute. There was so much to unpack there. So imposter syndrome, again, for some people that might not necessarily know what that is, a rough definition is, as far as I understand it, is I will never be this, mm-hmm. so therefore why am I even trying? Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, imposter syndrome is kind of a form of that. It's really, I mean, it stems from fear, lack of self-confidence and self-worth, but it's really the idea of not deserving whatever it is you have. So think of like a professional athlete that's making millions of dollars, and in their mind, it's this fear and this underlying feeling that one day I'm going to get found out that I'm a total fraud and I shouldn't be making, like, I don't deserve this much money. Or people who feel like they're in a job that they don't actually qualify for or good enough for, and one day somebody's going to find out, like, I actually have no idea what I'm doing. So it's just a constant feeling of not being good enough, not deserving enough, but it keeps people from actually taking action in their life, because then you get in the place of like, okay, so if you did have the life that you want, and if you were embodying this idea of success for yourself, could you actually even handle it? Or once you got that, would you immediately start doing all kinds of subconscious self-sabotage because you're like, no, I don't deserve this though. I'm not good enough to have this success. So let me just like act out in all these weird ways. That's more of what imposter syndrome is. And it stems, this is a whole other podcast, but it stems like, it's just, we all have like traumas and pains and things we've gone through in our life that have just created these beliefs and thoughts that if you don't do the work to work through them, that's how it shows up, is as imposter syndrome, or you're always settling for less than what you actually want because you don't feel like you can have it.
Man, that to your point, this is another podcast, and we should definitely do one about this, because I know so many people that battle that. You know, between that and the self-sabotage. And I know that those two things are connected. And especially mm-hmm. entrepreneurs, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs that they get to a point and they're convinced that it's not that they think that they don't deserve it. They're convinced mm-hmm. that they don't deserve it. And, yeah. And then their businesses end up tanking, and it's this whole circle of it's self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, you know what I mean? So we definitely should talk about that, but let's just talk about self-sabotage when it comes to, fitness and you know, and eating healthy and stuff like that. Cause this is one of those things that I do. I have no idea why, but, mm-hmm. you know, you start, I go on the path. I'm going to work out every day. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to do all those types of things. And then like the Oreos start calling or something like that, and then you have the, you know, the self-hatred that happens when you eat, you know, half of a thing of Oreos, and you're like, well, I don't even know why I'm working out. So then there goes tomorrow, right? So how do you combat, how can somebody combat that mental block that happens?
Yep, that is so common. And that is why diets and 30-day programs are multi-million dollar businesses, is because they convince you that in 30 days I can fix your lifetime of problems, when in reality it's not going to do anything but just keep you in this little loop. So a lot of times what happens when people are like easily, it's a cycle. You're easily wanting this sugar or this quote unquote comfort food because it is an emotional comfort. And it's actually been proven psychologically that by eating certain foods, it reduces the anxiety and cortisol in the brain. So you actually do feel less stress and comfort. However, once that food disappears from your bloodstream is when your brain goes back to normal, cortisol goes back up, and now you're like, God, I'm an idiot. I'm a total failure. I'm totally off track. Like, now I'm just not even going to bother trying because I already screwed up the process. Like, this is what we all do. However, if you shift your mindset, and I'm a firm believer in not having any kind of food that's a cheap food or off limit or on limit, because what it does is it immediately, psychologically, what happens when I tell you you can't have something, now you want it all the time. So instead of that, you shift to the mindset of like, you know what, if I want Oreos and pizza and ice cream and beer and hot wings every single day this week, then I can have it. And I give, like when I coach people, I'm like, you don't have to follow my meal plan. If you eat pizza tomorrow night, I'm not going to be mad. It's fine. Because what's going to happen if you let yourself have that, like, let's go all the way down the end of this terrible dark hole. What's going to happen? Well, I'm going to eat the entire thing of Oreos. Okay. And then what? Well, then I'm probably going to feel sick. Right. And then what? Well, then the next day I'm going to want to work out and feel healthy. Right. So you can let yourself crave these things and have these things, because eventually you're going to get sick of it and you're going to want to do something totally different. But the reason people fall so far off track and they go down that, they feel guilty. Now I shouldn't even bother trying because I already screwed up my diet and my workout program. Instead of seeing it as a lifestyle of like, look, one bad meal is not going to throw you off track. Besides, you don't have one great day of business and then decide like, all right, this is great. However, tomorrow I don't have the energy. Well, I guess I'm a failure as an entrepreneur because I didn't do a 12-hour day today. It's all the same. And that's why I say like what you do in one area is connected to everything. If you can just learn to connect the dots and apply them. So have the Oreos, but while you're eating the Oreos, tell yourself like, I could have these tomorrow if I want. And now that I know that, I don't really care. I don't want them anymore. It's just that constant like deprivation, and then the cheat meal, and then the cheat meal makes you feel bad. It's like, no, have whatever you want, whenever you want, as much as you want. And then more than likely, you're no longer going to want it.
Wow. So I guess what this all comes down to is my head is so screwed up that it's affecting, and I say that, you know, in jest, but I think we all battle this. I mean, and even people that have it quote unquote figured out, I have to imagine that you who do this for a living, that this is it's a constant, you have to constantly be reminding yourself of some of the lessons that you teach other people. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, you're correct. The good thing is like the longer you do it in the beginning, a lot of people say they're like, oh my God, I feel like now that it's like once somebody shows you the light, you can't unsee it. And you're like, now I feel like I'm just so hyper aware of my thoughts all day long and like why I do anything in life. And it does feel that way because it's the first time you're like taking your brain off autopilot and you're choosing how you're doing things instead of just going through the motion. But once you get in like a habit and a rhythm of doing it, you do still have to, I mean, I've done this for 12 years. I do still have days where like those old patterns will come up or like old insecurities or thoughts. The beautiful thing, though, is when you stick with it, it no longer is in the driver's seat. It's like a backseat driver, like the annoying person that's like telling you how to drive, except for now you're like, hey, I got this. Like, I hear you, but we're not doing that anymore. Like, I'm taking this route. So that's what happens with people over time. And it's really cool to see it happen because people are like, oh, my God, I got in this fight with my spouse, except for instead of reacting, you're proactive with your life. Mm-hmm. Instead of reacting to everything, you've totally taken back your power. And now you're choosing different paths and ways you want to live your life instead of just constantly feeling like, man, I'm frustrated. I can't fix this. And it's just awareness, but it's like anything else. Like when you first get started, it's a lot. And then once you've done it for a while, it becomes second nature that the roles flip. It no longer is the thing that just consumes you. It's like, oh, today I was kind of struggling with self-doubt and insecurity, but that was just today. It used to be every day. So that's what happens. And I mean, it's just a lot easier to kind of turn down the volume on that voice and go back to like, here's my affirmations. Let me sit in stillness and just kind of like get back to myself. It's just a new habit.
So one of the things that I am terribly surprised by, and again, I'm guilty of this as well. I will spend money on a lot of things. I will spend mm-hmm. my time on a lot of things. But especially when it comes to finance and fitness and finance and wellness, it seems mm-hmm. like that's one of those things that people simply don't understand that should be a priority. And I know that your clients, you know, you this is something that, again, you've made a career out of helping people. Your clients have found that to be a priority. But right. but so many people don't. Again, I think it's a shame. I really do. But you know, somebody like you can really help make a difference. And again, I'm not you know, telling everybody to, hey, call up Ashley Drummond. Although I think if they did, that would be one of the best things that they would possibly make an investment in, is making an investment in themselves by working with you. But what does you know, something like your service, you know, what does that look like from a time commitment? And then again, not you to have to quote prices or anything like that, but it's really reasonable, and especially for what you get. I mean, can you help to help people to understand that they can find people to help them through this process?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the person. 'Cause I have some people who, like, I have men who they just want me to write some sort of workout program. It's always strength. I make everybody strength train. The reason I make everybody strength train is because there's a lot of things, again, psychologically, that happen to your brain when you're picking up things that are heavier than your body weight. And when you start to connect the mindset to it, it really starts to translate into other areas of boosting your confidence. It helps you feel very empowered and inspired of like, oh, last week I couldn't do 25 pounds. Now I'm doing 35. Like, this is awesome. And it just kind of motivates you naturally. So I have people that do that, and then they just want me to check in with them every week. Like, hey, how are things going? How's the life going? Because, like, I want to make sure, like, you're staying motivated, you're staying focused. And that's the biggest thing, really, is like, some people are very easily focused. Some people can't stay focused. And when it comes to personal things. So then the other part of that a little more intensive, I call it a boot camp. It's not really a boot camp. It's just very intense for 8 weeks. Every single week we get on calls like this, and it's about an hour of mindset coaching. And I have yet to have one person get a call on like that with me and not cry on the first call, because there's so much. I'm like, all right, let's get deep. Let's talk about this. Like, everything is connected emotionally and physically. And even I had one woman, this was a few weeks ago. She's telling me how she's like, I used to be really good at like working out and eating. And then like the last 2 years, I don't know what happened. I have 30 pounds that I can't really get on or off. I'm like, okay, well, what happened 2 years ago? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, what happened in your life, your personal life, 2 years ago? She's like, well, my grandmother died. I'm like, uh-huh. And did you grieve her at all? And then she just lost it. She's like, no. I was like, that people don't understand this. They don't understand, like, okay, well, it was great until then. Something happened to you emotionally that you haven't dealt with, so you're using food and keeping heavy energy in your body to hold on to that emotional energy. So we got to first heal that, then you're going to start to feel lighter. We can work through things. Now we're not using food to cope with grief. So, I mean, everybody's got something different. But so we get on weekly calls, we get very deep and very personal, but then we also write workout programmings. I send everybody every week a guided meditation to help them learn how to like tap into financial abundance instead of feeling coming from a place of lack and not being good enough. 'Cause then all you're doing is creating like constant lack in all the other areas of your life. So, I mean, it's a very deep, intense program, but every time I've had somebody go through it, it's really rewarding for me because people are healing themselves. It's just, sometimes you need somebody to turn on the faucet and be like, you're not doing anything wrong. There's a reason why you don't want to do the workouts and you don't want to eat healthy, but you need to be honest with me and with yourself. And then we can work through that and get you on this new journey where you can feel empowered and whole and inspired and motivated again.
So again, what you do isn't, it shows in the fitness side of things, but this is whole self type of healing that happens, mm-hmm. and whole self health. That happens through working with someone like you.
Yep. Yeah. I joke because I'm like, people come to me for the fitness and the workouts, but they stick around because their life changes and their mind opens up. But it's always the same, like, I want to lose weight and I want to get in shape. I'm like, okay, it's going to happen. But like, let's talk about what's really going on.
Yeah. So, and again, just so that everybody that's listening, you're not a personal trainer. You're not like going, oh, hey, this is how you do a dumbbell curl. You know, you're helping people to unlock the motivations behind, you know, again, that whole self-health.
Right, you do get that though. Like part of it is you have a structured
Yep.
program and I'm sending you videos of like here's your workout, you're doing this strength training exercise, these circuits. So I mean, you do that because my background is personal training from years ago. It's just personal training is the secondary component to what's actually happening.
My point being, I guess, that even though you're in Florida, you can have a client in Pennsylvania, for
Oh
instance. Like that you're not, you're not limited to coming to the gym with somebody. That you're able to do this via, video and email and things like that. And it's one of the amazing things about technology now is that you can work with somebody like you, and they don't have to be right down the street. So. So, well, I tell you what, I've gotten so much from this. Like I said, we might do a podcast every week just so I get motivated but
Like, all right, what are we working with this week?
can you tell everybody where they can get again, if they have some questions and want to talk to you personally, can you tell us how to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so they can go to my website. It's just ashleydrummonds.com. I'm most active on Instagram. Instagram is also just my name, Ashley Drummonds. And then I have the Phoenix Rising podcast where I talk about this stuff every single week.
Yes, and if you do not listen to the Phoenix Rising podcast, you are missing out. I've listened to quite a few episodes, and you're amazing. And
Thank you.
it's just a it's a again, I'm going through past ones, but I'm like, man, if I got this every week, like new stuff, it would be just be I like you said, I look forward to it coming out.
Oh,
So.
thank you. I had a guy not threaten me really, but 1 week I was like, man, I don't know how I'm gonna get a podcast out this week because there's so much going on. He's like, if I don't have my motivational podcast on Monday, I don't know what I'm gonna do the rest of the week. And I was like, okay, all right. I'll figure it out. Like, I'll get it to you.
Well, like I said, after listening to a couple of them, I completely understand where he's coming from. So,
Thank you.
well, thank you so much for being a guest. Like I said, I would love to have you back. There was so much great stuff here. We went for about a half an hour, and I think we probably could have talked for 2 or 3 hours. So I think that there's a lot more for us to unpack, especially diving into my messed up psyche. I'm sure
We'll work through it. We'll get
let's
it.
see if you can make me cry. So.
Good. Be careful.
Well, thank you so much, Ashley. I really appreciate it. You've been amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Dare to Be Different podcast. If you got value from today's podcast, we encourage you to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. To learn more about Joe, visit him online at joealtieri.com or follow him on social media at Joe Altieri. And we will see you on the next episode of the Dare to Be Different podcast.